Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Simaya. How may I help you today?
Yes, this is Sally Kelsey calling. I had filled out a survey about a store that I go to, and at the end of the survey, it said you're eligible for a free gift, and all you'd be responsible for is paying the shipping charges. And so I put yes and selected something. And then I just got my statement from Ulta. I had given them my Ulta MasterCard account, and I'm finding out that your company has charged $67.32 both on November 17th and December 18th, I think. And I have not received any goods or services, and I really think this is a fraudulent charge.
Okay, willing to definitely assist. And I am one of the supervisors here looking on the floor. What would be your name and address?
My name is Sally Kelsey. Last name is Kelsey. My shipping address is 419 West 950 North, Centerville, Utah 84014.
Thank you. So yes, I located your account with a tablet. Do you remember entering into a sweepstakes to receive that tablet back in November?
No, I do not. And I was just completing a survey and said that you were eligible for a free gift and I just have to pay the shipping. And that's all I agreed to.
Of course. So we're willing to go ahead and, I'm sorry, so you do remember playing or you don't?
I'm sorry, what?
You do remember paying the postage for it or you don't?
No, I don't.
Okay, so if they ship.
I don't want anything, and I want the charges reversed.
Of course. So it states you paid the postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. Upon that membership, 48 hours later, it's a recurring billing fee each month. If you don't remember placing the order or giving anybody authorization to place the order, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, I can cancel the account out. I still had to start the fraud investigation here on the account. Any
Yes.
falsifying charges will result into a penalty or a fine, but I did cancel and refund it to you. You should receive it in 3 to 5 business days. Is your
Okay, and
email?
you refunded how much?
It was a two transaction of 67.32.
Okay, great. And
Is
I'm
your email
sorry,
your
tell
first
me.
name and last name at
Yes,
comcast.net?
Sally. Yes. I'm sorry, I missed your name. Could you spell it for me?
Maya, MYA.
Oh, MYA?
Correct.
Is it MAYA or just MYA?
MYA.
Okay. So you will refund that amount then, the 267.32s.
Correct.
Okay. And so I want that not to show on my account anymore. And so will you be mailing that or crediting it to the because I've closed that account, the Ultimate MasterCard account.
You'll go back to the car we have on file, ma'am. So if you don't
Well,
remember placing the card.
that I've closed that account because of the fraudulent charges. So I'd need you to mail that to my address.
Correct. Well, we can't email it, ma'am. So it will just go back to the card. Whenever you open up a new card with that account, then it will go back.
It'll go back to that card because I've opened
No, it'll
up
go
a
back
new.
to the account.
Okay,
Whenever you
okay.
open up the new card, then it would be located in the account.
Okay, so both charges will be reversed then.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you very much for your help, Maya. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.